We did it. This is from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we've come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophets have written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them exactly what time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child and his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. It is Christmas Eve, which means it's time to wrap up our Advent series. This is what we've been working towards over the last few weeks as we have been rehearsing and going through this story again of Jesus's birth. We started by remembering how the prophets throughout the Old Testament and even between the time and the centuries leading up to Jesus's birth, that there were people who were longing for this Messiah to come, for a light to come in the darkness. There were angels that appeared to Mary and Joseph who reminded them to not be afraid in the midst of what God was doing. We saw God's mercy be a major theme in how Mary and Zechariah and Elizabeth talked about what was going to happen. And then last week, as we talked about what happened that night in Bethlehem, we're reminded that this is part of God's big story that he's weaving all things together to accomplish. This week, knowing the story, having read it, having, you know, we're familiar with it if we're here tonight and celebrating Christmas. What we're going to do tonight is talk about how we should respond to it. Now that we know the story, now that we've heard about Jesus' birth again this year, how do we respond? We're going to look at three responses to Jesus' story tonight, and it's an invitation to us to reflect. How do we respond to the news of Jesus' birth? We're going to look at the shepherds, the magi or the wise men, and King Herod, and how they responded to the news and what that news meant to them. Let's start with the shepherds. So the shepherds, which are often seen as like the cuddly, kind guys who came to the manger, they were a bit misunderstood. They were like the lowest rung on the ladder. They were despised by others. And from some of my reading this week, I found out that them tending the flocks around Bethlehem, which is just down the street from Jerusalem, they were probably the guys in charge of raising the sheep that would go and be sacrificed at the temple in Jerusalem at religious festivals. These were like the guys working behind the scenes so that the nice religious people can go about their business and celebrate their festivals. They're the hired hand at the slaughterhouse so that we can have our Christmas dinner. They're the low-earning, you know, shelf stocker at the store so that we can do all of our Christmas shopping. But even more, they were really looked down upon because they were stinky, they spent too much time with animals because of their lifestyle of going one place after another. But it's interesting that it's this group, it's these kind of people that the angels decided to show up to announce that the Messiah, that the King of the universe, had come in the flesh among us. And this is the news that they brought to them. It was a news that peace has come on earth on those whom God's favor rests. And the way that the shepherds would have heard this is now seeing themselves as the recipients of this news to be those now that God's favor is upon them. They would have received this news as like, we are the outsiders in society. We are the ones looked down upon. But now we're part of those who God's favor is resting upon. We're those who are receiving the peace of God. We are the outsiders and now we're being welcomed in. What the news of Jesus' birth meant to the shepherds is that outsiders are welcomed in. And so how did the shepherds respond? Well, we read this in Luke. N.T. Wright read it for us earlier. He said, when they had seen the child, they spread word concerning what had been told to them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. See, the shepherds, naturally, because of what they've seen and heard and the new reality that they're understanding, that once being outsiders are now insiders, it becomes so natural for them to share this with others. Their response to the news of Jesus' birth means sharing it with others. They responded by sharing the news. Let's look at the Magi, or the wise men. These are like pagan astrologers from a distant land. People who were not those who were used to the kind of worship practices of the God of Israel. They're the ones who, they are meticulously examining the night sky. They're the scientists of the stars of their day. You know, there's been a lot of talk lately about the Saturn and Jupiter coming so close, and maybe that's the Bethlehem star that, you know, was 2,000 years ago. And maybe so. But if that's the case, or even if it's not, them seeing in the stars that a king was being born really points to the fact that all of creation was pointing to this moment. Like the stars were aligning to highlight the fact that something significant was happening. The cosmos were pointing to the Messiah coming to earth. These magi, they're like the unbelieving scientists that as they dive deep into the quantum mechanics of how this world works, can't help but be amazed at the author of it all. They're like Francis Collins, one of the physicists who helped map the human genome. He's a Christian, and he says that every time there's a scientific discovery, it's an opportunity to worship. The news of Jesus' birth for the Magi, for these wise men, showed them that all of creation was bowing to this king. That all of the cosmos was pointing to this one. I can't help but think of the words of a song that I really like by Hillsong. It's called 100 Billion Times. That really gets at the heart of this when it's talking about creation. It says this, I can see your heart in everything you've made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. And if creation sings your praises, so will I. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. If the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. If the oceans roar your greatness, so will I. For if everything exists to lift you high, so will I. And so what do we read about the Magi in response to seeing the stars align for this Messiah? Well, Matthew tells us that on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. These pagan astrologers worshiping a child born in Bethlehem, and they opened their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Magi responded by worshiping the true king. That the reality that the cosmos was pointing to this one resulted in them responding in worship. Let's flip on the other hand and look at King Herod. Now, Herod was an incredible leader. If you read history books, it talks about all the great building projects he did in Jerusalem, how he, you know, restored the temple. He was a guy who knew how to get ahead in people's eyes, but he was also a tyrant. He was someone who had his own self-interest ahead of anything else. He was incredibly corrupt, self-promoting. He played the political game. He's the politician who's not willing to give up his position of power. He's the angry tyrant who sacrifices the well-being of his citizens for his own comfort. And Matthew tells us this about when King Herod heard about Jesus being born. Quickly in verse 3 it says, when King Herod heard, he was disturbed. The news of Jesus' birth to King Herod, and if the stars and all of creation were pointing to this one, meant that Jesus was the true king and Herod was not. But we should flip that back on ourselves and say, if all of creation is pointing to this one, it means that he is the true king and we're not. It should invite us to ask ourselves the question, if Jesus is then the true king, am I willing to abdicate the throne of my own heart and life and let Jesus take his place on it? Am I willing to set aside being king to let him? Our response will either be yes or no with an angry defensiveness. And we see that Herod chose the latter. King Herod responded to the news of Jesus with anger and violence. He responded with deception in using the wise men as a part of his conniving scheme and eventually slaughtered baby boys in Bethlehem. He wiped out an entire couple years' worth of boys being born because of his defensiveness, his fear of someone else being in charge instead of him. Let's bring this back to us. It's Christmas time. We're repeating the story again, this story that is still relevant, still important for us. And this event that took place around 6 BC, some 2,000 years ago in some obscure corner of the Roman Empire, it has bearing on us. This event that should have just been a blip or a footnote in human history ended up being a world-changing event. And so we need to come to terms with how are we going to respond. Do we respond like the shepherds who are amazed that now the outsiders are welcomed in and so we share the news? Do we respond like the Magi who, in seeing all of creation, point to its creator, bow down and worship? Or will we be like Herod, who in response to the king who has come, said, no, I want to be king, and held on to his demise and that of others? We're invited again this year to reflect. How will we respond? What will Christmas mean for us moving forward? I invite you to pray with me. Jesus, you are the God who's come to be among us. The Word made flesh, the light that has come into the darkness. And this moment changed the course of human history because it means that the God that made the world humbled himself to become part of it. Jesus, this Christmas, help us not to just avoid it. Avoid the tension. Avoid the call to respond. Would we respond in worship? Would we respond in sharing the good news? Would we respond by getting off the throne and giving you your rightful place? Help us not to get so caught up in all the things that go along with this time of year to the point where we miss the point. Help us even in this moment, Lord, to focus our hearts on you. In your name we pray. Amen. We're going to close our time together by singing together to candlelight. So you have some candles there on the table in front of you, some handheld ones. I'm going to invite you to light it without lighting your hair on fire with the candle in the center of your table. I'm going to have you to stand and put your mask on, and we're going to sing together.